What about post-op chemo?
Well, again, a very interesting question. If you look at something like the CREATEX trial, most of the benefit there appears to be in patients, with capecitabine, patients who were estrogen and progesterone receptor negative. This patient is ERPR negative. Would you consider that? Sure, you
How about
could.
anthracycline?
You could certainly consider that as well. In all of these cases, we're in data-free zones, and where there's no data, everyone is right.
Well, where there's no data, I ask people, what do you think you do?
Yeah. I would certainly feel very comfortable giving the patient an anthracycline. We know that among HER2 positive patients, roughly a third of them have the TOPO2 amplicon, where you have upregulation of TOPO2 that makes them more sensitive to an anthracycline. Certainly would be reasonable to consider.
So I'm going to ask Sarah the same question, but as long as we brought up anthracyclines, particularly because Sarah's here, what about in the adjuvant setting, George, and what situations, if any, HER2 positive disease use anthracyclines?
I would say, in recent years, I've certainly used a lot more of TCHP. However, I've also treated patients with AC followed by TH.
So again, Sarah, how would you think through a patient like this post-op?
So postoperatively, I agree with everything that George said. I think we have discussions with the patient. Personally, I would be, and I'm sure you were, Lauren, watching her breasts throughout the neoadjuvant treatment. And if I saw there was still erythema, if a pre-op imaging still showed a big mass in the breast, I'd consider using the anthracycline prior to going to surgery just to optimally reduce her before going to surgery. Not that there was anything wrong with what was done. I just prefer to do, as you mentioned, sort of in vivo testing of the sensitivity.
Just to clarify, did she have clinical improvement?
She had significant clinical improvement. The breast really shrunk down to be equal to the contralateral breast. She had dense breast tissue when you compare to the other side, so you couldn't really palpate the residual tumor deep into the breast. But her skin completely cleared and she didn't have any palpable adenopathy.
So again, you hear that
Yeah.
story, now she's post-op.
Post-op, I would discuss anthracycline. I don't think I would use capecitabine with her because I would be continuing pertuzumab and I'd be concerned about the toxicity with diarrhea.